Hey guys, good morning. It's Danny. I'm out here. As you can tell, I am walking right now. But I wanted to show you how beautiful this is. It's absolutely incredible. And I also wanted to be honest with you about something. I have Neymar with me. Come on. Also wanted to be honest with you guys about something. I typically wake up at 4:20 or so. Last night I got home from the office and from being out and about and so forth and so on. Got home at about, I think it was like 9:30. And then Claudia and I watch, it's kind of like our little thing, we watch the Real World Road Rules Challenge. And last night was the first episode of the new season. And so we kind of watched that for about an hour. So I think I finally got to bed at 11. I don't know if you guys know this, I have a hard time sleeping. But last night I think I slept. Woke up at about like 3 or so. And anyways, I'm out here. And the point is that I don't know how, but my alarm went through at 4:20, and I don't know what I did. I quite honestly don't remember. But then Claudia's alarm goes off at like 5 o'clock, and I say, oh my God, and I jump right out of bed, and I literally don't even think twice. I can't see. I throw on my shorts. I throw on my t-shirt. I grab the dog, and I just start walking. And I start walking, and I get out of the house because I know that if I don't, I'm going to find an excuse. And I'm not going to be able to post my picture in Boba, and my life will be over, basically. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about. It's literally that serious, people. It's literally that important, right? Because you simply, whether we realize this or not, you know, and I'm sharing this information in the tour right now, there are 3 states that we can choose to be in life at all times. The first is a suffering state. The second is a state of acceptance or a state of mediocrity. And the third is a state of abundance. And that's it, guys. That's it. There you have it right there. Those are the 3. Suffering, acceptance and mediocrity, or abundance. And when you look at those 3 and you really start to identify what they mean, and you really start to notice the difference between the 3, and I'll get more into detail with this with you in the tour. But it seems like this little point that I'm about to make is kind of what's striking a chord with people. And you decide what you decide. Let's say you decide to live in abundance. Then what you got to do is you got to give abundance a meaning. And you have to identify what it means to live in abundance. It's just not just about money, guys. It's not just about sales. It's not just about any of that. It's about this. Look, I'm telling you, look how you can't really see it, but it's just, it's gorgeous out here right now. And, you know, when you choose to live in abundance, I mean, I think number one is you choose to live an abundant life in your mind. That's number one, you know? And when you make that choice, listen to me very carefully, then the actions you take change. And so, could I have stayed in bed? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I could have done that. Who cares? Doesn't really matter, right? Only if you choose to live a life of abundance. When it comes to your sales, you choose to live a life of abundance, guess what? You will never, ever, ever, for the rest of your life, allow yourself to put on that sales board 0 squares. Just won't happen. It won't happen because that's, quite honestly, living in a state of acceptance. And so when you choose to live in abundance, no more months of 0 squares. When you choose to live a life of abundance, all of a sudden, your income goes up. And your income goes up because your activities go up. And your activities go up because you've made a different choice for your life. And so it's all tied together, people. It's all tied together. And I'm coming to you just to kind of share with you. I got home late. I was pretty tired when I woke up. Now I feel fantastic. I'm inspired right now. I've got a long drive ahead of me to Bakersfield this morning. There was no way that I wasn't going to work out or at least move my body. And the number one reason why is I want abundance, guys. I want freedom in my mind, freedom in my soul. I want to say I'm going to do something and I want to actually do it. And I want the same thing for all of you guys. So, just thought I'd remind you guys that you do have a choice, okay? You got a choice right now. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care what the excuse is. All of those excuses, they end up creating a story. And that's why I told Corona this yesterday, and I'm going to tell you this today. Don't ever, ever, I'm talking raw and real to you guys right now. Don't ever let a month go by without putting at least one square up on that board. Ever. Because it's not about the money and it ain't even about the square. It's about what you learn to accept or what you learn to not accept. That's the most damaging thing, people. When you don't put a square up on that board, it's kind of like a little something goes off in your mind that says, you know what? It's not that bad. Let's try it again. Let's do another month with no squares and let's see how long I can last with no squares. And then the third month rolls around and all of a sudden, things are getting kind of tough. And all of a sudden, you're having a tough time paying the bills and doing all that. And then guess what happens? Then a little fire gets lit, right? And that little fire says, oh man, I guess I need to go put up a square. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid that at all costs. We're trying to avoid that mentality. We're trying to avoid that routine. We're trying to avoid that cycle. Because scarcity shouldn't be the thing that lights that fire. Listen to me again. Scarcity and lack should not be the thing that lights that fire. The thing that lights that fire is a deep desire to win and to not go back on your promises and to set a standard and an example for what you know is possible for yourself. That's what should light that fire. That's what should inspire you. That's what should push you. That's what should drive you. So I'm talking real to you guys. I think in my entire 10-year career of selling, I think there was maybe 1 month. I want to throw up right now just thinking about it, to be honest with you. But I think there was maybe 1 month. Hold on. Oh, sorry guys, I was gagging there a little bit. Ugh. I think there was maybe 1 month where I allowed myself to not put up a listing or not put up a sale or not do a closing or do something, for crying out loud. Do something. And I'm talking to you guys because for some of you, that's kind of become normal. Cut the crap, people. Cut the crap. If you look at the months that you don't put up a square, I guarantee you, you didn't put in the work. I guarantee you. And with what I've been working on and with what I'm going to start teaching you guys and with what's coming and what I'm preparing for, I can't teach you how to get leverage. I can't teach you how to build a legacy. I can't teach you how to increase your flow of constant business. I can't do any of that. If you can't get out of your head and you can at least set a standard to put up one sale or one listing every single month. For those of you guys that are putting up one, stop it. It ain't good enough. Set a new standard. Let's go, people. It's time to start putting up two every single month. Two. Don't ever let yourself go lower than two. And for those of you guys putting up two, cut the crap, people. Two? Come on, what's wrong with you? It's three. Three is the number. Three. Never again should you allow yourselves to go any lower than three, because three is the magic number. And for those of you putting up three, what's wrong with you, three? Four. Four is your new magic number. Four. That's the new standard. You guys get what I'm talking about? That's how you build. You want freedom. You want legacy. You want wealth. You want abundance. You want all that. Set a standard, damn it. Set a standard and don't ever go below it. Don't ever let yourself go below it. Ever, from this point forward. I really don't give a damn what that standard is. I don't care if that standard is one, or that standard is two, or that standard is three. That's on you. However big or low your standard is, that's on you. But set a standard. Set a standard. 5 a.m., I'm out here. I don't even know where I'm walking. I'm just walking and talking because I love you guys and I want the best for you guys. But if I didn't have that standard, I'd be in bed right now. I'd be in bed, snuggling and cuddling on my little pacifier. Right? We ain't babies, people. We're adults with responsibilities and a mission to fulfill. Take care. Go get it.